Dear friends, firstly, I would like to express my deep gratitude to you for listening my special English for the past 20 years. I know my English is sometimes not so easy because some words I invented. Universe self. No? Like this. So I said invention. If you really engaged in some one way, it is inevitable to discover, to invent or awareness. Essential points. You cannot borrow from anybody, from books, from sutras. You can't. If you really you need your own sense and awareness. So it is inevitable to be unique. So we usually depend on standard or orthodox way. It is easy to depend, to but unless your awareness, with awareness, it is useless. Yes? So it is inevitable to be Hogan's Buddhism. Hoganism. Someone said, I don't know who it is. Hoganism. This is not very inevitable for me. Not only for me. For example, Buddha himself. Have you ever met some very standard Orthodox Buddhist or a Zen master? I'm not. it is inevitable to once you are so responsible in one way, you and open your mouth, you need to be yourself, your own sense and awareness. Otherwise, even Buddhism become like a man-made flower. So, please be your own fresh flower, not man-made. So I invented many words. So everything should be very unique. Doko, for example, Dokoism. Genjoism, Genyoism. That is natural. You too. Yes? It is natural, inevitable. Because you have your own sense and history, is there any standard orthodox man? Yes or not? Everybody is so, what do you call it? Unprecedented, and exceptional. There isn't any fixed model case of standard or orthodox. If so, what is the substance to be transmitted from master to disciple, from Buddha to myself? What is transmitted? What is it? Do you have any view about this? What is transmitted? I am retiring so happily because I transmitted. What did I transmit? What is the substance of transmission? Do we need something to be transmitted? Do you? Oh. Yes. Your own awareness. Transmission is nothing but your own awareness. So seed is already within ourselves. But without transmission, doesn't happen. Awareness is happening, arising, unpredictable. There isn't any substance to be transmitted. Without your own awareness. Awareness. The awareness is the transmission, the substance of transmission. Oh, please, if very unclear, please, you can be honest. Ask, tell me. What, so for the past 20 years, what have I done? I asked myself. Here in Australia, what have I done? I've never taught anyone Buddhism, and even one drop of Buddhism. I've never. You too, you have never received any one drop of Buddhism. What I have tried was just I wanted to share this awareness. Okay, this awareness. That is already we are now experiencing. With awareness or not, this is it. But such an awareness, it is necessary to be transmitted. Yeah. Seed is already within ourselves. But unless the fire is not ignited, it is not awakened. It is not awakening. Is it clear or not? Okay. The substance of transmission is not any fixed thing. Awakening of this. Awareness of this is also ever changing. So each day, each time, different. But where, how is it possible to be transmitted? How is it possible to transmit? This is the traditional way. By having the genuine vow and awareness in through our doksan. Doksan means, did you explain doksan? Okay, so you know doksan. Face to face, heart to heart, soul to soul, dialogue between master and disciple. In this doksan, through this doksan, the real happening of awareness is possible. This is what I wanted to clarify. Okay? If any question, please ask. Okay? This is the moment, the doksan, the genuine doksan between master and disciple. This is the very moment of igniting fire. Igniting the real fire. This is the transmission. The fire of awareness of this. This is I have tried for the past 20 years. Sometimes successful and sometimes not. How can we let it happen? The genuine doksan. It depends on your own vow and the question. We can call it koan. Question. You may have the very genuine question. If you have genuine vow question, the genuine transmission, genuine doksan will happen. It is happening. Therefore, unpredictable. We cannot fix in advance. Just in this moment, it is happening. Sometimes it is formless way. Sometimes happening. Sometimes casually happens, but sometimes in the way regular session, we have everyday doksan. So unless you don't have doksan, the transmission cannot happen. Therefore, it all depends on yourself, your vow. Depends on your genuine, sincere quality of your own vow and question. We can let it happen. You can let it happen by yourself. I cannot force you to come to my doctor's room. But what my role is to clarify what is the substance of Dharma. How can we grow water? How can we grow? How can we find the? How can we let it happen? This is my role, your role too. Okay. Any question? No question. Very clear?
I have a question.
Sorry?
I have a question, please. If there is no world.
Please, clearly.
If there is no question and no words, but just wishing to meet, is Dr. San okay? Is it okay to come?
Do you mean when you have no question?
Yeah.
No question?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Even if conscious, in our conscious level, even if no question, but in our unconscious depths, something is there. Just come with it. Not necessary to ask conscious question. Whatever it is, if it is a sincere quality, you can come. Please don't hesitate. Therefore, transmission also, or awareness, not conscious level. Not necessary. So awareness and consciousness is not the same quality. No? So we can call, in order to clarify these two different qualities, I said foreground consciousness and background awareness. Background is unconscious depth. Any other question? Is everything clear? Clear? Okay. So, I have to explain one more thing. Now I am happily retiring So after, what is the meaning of my retirement? Why? So I am so happy. Huh? Why I am retiring? What is the meaning of my retirement? Since I came here 20 years ago, I put aside, I stopped my homework, genuine, real homework. I already started my real homework. But I stopped. And since then, I couldn't find the opportunity to get return at that starting point. So after my retirement, I have to get back to restart my homework. What is my homework? Sometimes, or often, I wrote my own most necessary koan, question and answers together, inseparable. So I have written and put aside piles. Now they are very dusty piles of my homeworks. I need to arrange this. I need to retest, and examine into one note. And I really want, my vow is to share this with you sooner or later. But it will take time. I need your help, someone's help. This is. So koan, I need to collect, arrange, and taste, and clarify the real essential meaning. And this is my homework. But it is not so easy. Many kinds of, not only one kind of, not only some koans. Is not words, action. It is necessary to act. Otherwise, it is not koan, such kind of quality, such nature. So there are many kinds of koans, with action, with some, it is very difficult to explain about koan. But koan, any koan, are just waves on the ocean. Koans are waves. What is the ocean itself? Ocean. That is this shikantaza. Just shikantaza, unconditional shikantaza. Could you explain, help? しかもただ in English, in English.
It means just. Chitan means just or exactly. Tasa means to sit. So just to sit.
Yes, just. Just, but... Original life. Original life stream to sink down into just sink. Just sink down into our original life stream. Ocean.Ah, you, sorry, you feel pain? You can relax, relax, please. So now, very fortunately, I found new shooting sprouts. New shooting sprouts. They have their own dokoism, kakujism,Genjoism, Genyoism, they all unique shooting sprouts. You don't need to hesitate to, in order to be standard or orthodox. Oh, no, no. Please be freely, without hesitation, you can be yourself. Okay? When I chattered like this, someone asked me a question, very important question. If we go gallop into the direction of ego invented direction or ego ideal direction, isn't it getting messy, very messy? Each one has habits and ego habits. If they so freely galloping into such a direction with our own ism, isn't it getting messier and messier? Someone asked me. Sometimes we need spontaneous.Spontaneous function, but sometimes also need to refer to the traditional orthodox way, standard way. Otherwise, our way is getting messy because we have full of ego habits.If you are very primitive or beginner, yes, possible to getting into messy direction. But our new sprouts, we found, they are not such galloping horses. Therefore, they are chosen.In a sense. Don't worry. They have their own precepts. High quality of precepts within themselves. Therefore, they are now new shooting sprouts. So they begin.To teach or to give instruction to lead with their unique ism. So I am encouraging them to be like this. Like me. I am galloping horse, am I? Am I galloping into dusty jungle. As long as we have genuine awareness of this, no possibility to gallop into dusty hell direction. Okay. Again, I forgot many important points I wanted to tell this evening, but I can't remember, so I stop here. So, by your sincere doksan, I will remember them. Okay, thank you very much.